This episode is brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital. Your path to financial freedom and stability through multifamily syndications begins with Premier Ridge Capital. Visit our website at www.premierridgecapital.com and sign up for our newsletter and get your free ebook today. Learn the secrets of multifamily investing and how Premier Ridge Capital can be your partner in achieving financial peace of mind. Fed Chief Jerome Powell says March rate cut is not likely. We'll see in this week's weekly real estate market update. But before that, here's this week's housing market data. Mortgage purchase applications are up 11% from a week earlier and up 10% from a month earlier and down, guys, 20% from a year earlier. This is even worse than last week's data. Last week's data said 18% and mortgage applications are down 20% from a year earlier, and last year was already bad. So the real estate mortgage purchase market is on ice right now. Google searches for homes for sale is up 25% from a month earlier. Median home sales price was $361,245, up 5.5% from a year earlier. The median asking price for a newly listed home was $392,349, up 7% from a year earlier. The monthly mortgage payment on a median asking price was $2,595 at 6.69% mortgage rate, and pending home sales were down 8.5% year over year, the biggest decrease since October of 2023. New listings of homes for sale are up 4.9% year over year. More inventory equals lower prices. Remember, the more supply, the more options the buyers have, the more sellers are prone to lower their price because there's too much competition. And now with interest rates being this high, we're going to see some softening in the market, in my opinion. Active listings drop 3.8% from a year earlier. Homes as sold were on the market for a median of 47 days, and 22.8% of homes that sold above their final list price. It is certainly an interesting market right now as it pertains to real estate. Some markets are on ice. We're seeing mortgage applications coming down. We're seeing new listings of homes for sale are up 4.9% year over year, yet active listings dropped 3.8% from a year earlier. So that's kind of a weird data there. And you have to pay attention to your market and what's happening in your market to determine what your move is going to be, whether you're a buyer in this market as an investor or a consumer of real estate. You have to just pay attention to this data and make your decisions accordingly. And according to CNBC, the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, said Wednesday that the central bank would likely not be comfortable enough with the path of inflation by its next meeting in March to cut rates. This is really disappointing. I just got to share that with you. Based on the meeting today, I would tell you that I don't think it's likely that the committee will reach a level of confidence by the time of the March meeting to identify March as the time to do that. But that's to be seen, Powell said. The statement came in a news conference after the Fed January meeting, where the central bank left its benchmark interest rate unchanged. Powell did say earlier in the news conference that rate cuts would likely begin at some point this year. Don't believe anything this guy says. And I'm going to share about that in a minute. If you guys remember in 2020, Mr. Fed Jerome Powell said, when we were in the middle of COVID, we are committed to leaving rates down nearly to zero through 2024 to ensure that the economy stays healthy so that they keep printing money and pumping money into the economy. Here came 2022, boom, and they started increasing rates. So I take what this guy says with a grain of salt because I remember clearly creating business plans. I remember clearly creating strategies for real estate as I'm a real estate investor around the words he said. And yet inflation came in, reared his ugly head, and this guy decided to go and increase interest rates. So all his words control the market. The stock market took a major dip yesterday. Even though he kept the rate the same, the 10-year treasury took a big dip today. February 1st, it was 3.9. It went below 4 again, which that's what directly impact the 30-year mortgage. So the article goes on to say that the Fed policy statement released earlier Wednesday includes several tweaks that suggest the central bank was taking further rate hikes off the table, but not yet ready to cut rates. Powell comments appear to clarify for traders that the stance will continue for at least one more meeting. Powell also declined to commit to a series of rate cuts once the Fed makes its first move, saying it would depend on the data, meaning if the data looks good enough for him and inflation's under control, he'll cut interest rates. And if it's not, he's going to keep them high. The central bank's next two policy decision dates are scheduled for March 20th and May 1st. In recent months, traders and Wall Street strategists have focused on those two meetings as likely candidates for the first rate cut, as inflation continues to fall and the job growth slows. Here's the thing, guys. If you guys remember back in December, when the Feds came out, Jay Powell came out and said, we're going to maybe consider cutting rates the beginning of next year. And the market started to price in up to 93% of a possibility that they were going to cut rates in February. Here we are, February 1st of 2024, and no rate cut happened. This guy's, all of the words that he says is all to impact and manipulate the markets. We'll have to wait and see what he's really going to do. One thing that I know for sure is if he doesn't start to cut rates soon, something will break in our economy. Will it be unemployment? Will it be the household debt? What's it going to be? Is it going to be the stock market? What's it going to be? The banking system, it's in shambles right now, as we've had many bank failures. And last year, you guys remember, we had the banking crisis in the with SVB, and then the Feds came and bailed them out. And that has been your weekly real estate market update. I'll see you guys next week. Peace out. And that wraps up another episode of Wealthy AF, brought to you by Premier Ridge Capital, where multifamily real estate syndications meet premier success. Your future starts here. Visit us at premierridgecapital.com for more details.